Magdalena Berg's first notebook. I haven't told you about my parents, Capriel. They loved me for the longest time. They still love me from where they are now, no doubt about it. You don't know the first thing about my hometown, I'm sure. I'm from Königsberg, in East Prussia. Just try talking about East Prussia with a German, Capriel. They know precious little about it. It used to be part of Germany, is about the best you'll get. Most will tell you all they know about Königsberg is the meatballs. Königsberger Klopse. My father was from over there, from Kranz, on the shores of the Curonian Spit. Do you know of it? He was the one who wanted me to be called Magdalena. It was a common name in our family, he said. The Bergs always had to have at least one living Magdalena. But I can tell by your eyes that you couldn't even place East Prussia on a map. The Baltic Sea? Lithuania? Ring any bells? Poland? Whatever do they teach you at school in Canada? Do you at least know where you are today? I'm talking about old Poland, not the country that the Russian tanks pushed westward in 1945. East Prussia was Germany on the Baltic Sea. Today it's Russia. 3 million Germans lived in that little country for centuries, beside the Masurian Lakes, in Königsberg, and on the shores of the Baltic Sea. Perhaps it looks like a country you already know beside the sea. To the north, in East Prussia, Capriel, it's one beautiful beach after another. Two long strips of land jut out into the Baltic, the Curonian Spit to the east, and the Vistula Spit to the west. The two strips of sands are 300 meters wide and at least 100 kilometers long. Between them, there are two narrow stretches of fresh water that freeze over in winter. The peninsula's sand dunes are like mountains as they shift slowly in the wind. Between those two enormous sand dunes, Capriel, there are wonderful pine forests where deer run wild. I saw them when I was small.